think Zimmer understands X's and O's of football. I don't doubt that at all. I do think he struggles with big picture game theory analytics. If I'm Zimmer, I spend this offseason not resigning, mm-hmm. not going, hey, I'm going to go back to be a DC. Hire a guy or two or three that just understands the game theory of football, probability, because you should never be punting when he did in the fourth quarter. That doesn't make sense.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the Rubes, by the Rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
As long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands, baby, you and me. We gotta be the luckiest dreamers you ever could dream.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm Chuck.
And I'm Dave.
Hey, and what'd you think of that little intro there? We changed it up a little bit with the new year.
As long as we got each other.
I missed that one. That was one of my all-time favorite ones. And, maybe you and I can find something different for the duration of the year. Or maybe we won't find anything. We'll just have to stick with this one. But, it's one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, it's very horny. I love it. I really miss that, the live events when they used to, all the crowd used to sing the song, kind of like a mini concert in a way to start the show. Yeah, I just love it.
And I think Joanna Kearns was like the original MILF, in my opinion. But
who the hell's Joanna Kearns?
The mom, of course. Okay, so we have a big show. We got a lot of stuff to get through tonight. In addition to the bets and the quotes, we are introducing a brand new segment tonight, which I love. Your idea, Dave. It's called Rate That Impression. And of course, we're going to start with our favorite Chris Hockey and some of his impressions. But we're going to give scores to some of the impressions that you hear on the Power Trip. Then we're going to go down memory lane. Big one for you hockey fans out there. We have audio of when our Jacques was on the Power Trip with our Lou Nanny. So very, very special segment that happened, good Lord, probably 13 or 14 years ago. So stick around for that. And at the end of the show, we are going to do a little more gambling talk. It's the NFC Championship and the AFC Championship this Sunday. And Dave and I will give you our thoughts on how we're betting the games this weekend. Of course, one team that's not going to be in the NFC Championship on Sunday is our very own Minnesota Vikings. So that was not good. And, I played the Corey's little game theory rant there for the liner of the show. And I just got to say, teams got to hire game theory coaches. It's unbelievably frustrating to sit there and watch this team that has practiced since, August. They've gone over all sorts of plays, all sorts of meetings, blood, sweat, and tears for 6 months. And then they make decisions like that. And Zimmer's not the worst, believe it or not. I was going to do my power rankings of like the top five and bottom five coaches for game theory. Zimmer won't even make the bottom five. That's how bad some of the game theory is out there in the NFL. So just had to get that out of my system. Dave, I assume that you're on board with the Vikings hiring a game theory coach.
Yes, I'm very pro game theory coach, and I think your resume should be at least considered.
I almost sent it to Seattle this week, too, after that dumbass punted in with 3 minutes left. I'm like, right after I tweeted out, because I tweeted out sarcastically against Zimmer, I guarantee you that Pete Carroll doesn't punt here. And then he turns around and punts right away and never gets the ball back. So, yeah, thank you, Seattle. So
I think the NFL Game Theory Award has to go to either Indianapolis or Baltimore. It seems like those are two of the more aggressive. And I guess maybe the Eagles as well. Doug Peterson or whatever goes for a lot on fourth and kind of plays it risky. But
Well, the GOAT is Belichick. Belichick defined game theory. He's the GOAT. And yeah, I would probably put Doug Peterson from the Eagles number two on there, though. Those are kind of one and two in my book. And Vrabel, I mean, he's still a young coach and everything, but man, he's shown signs of having some good game theory. So maybe that'll come into play in our picks later with the Chiefs and the Titans. But so yeah, anyway, I said my piece on game theory. Switching topics, we are going to play initials in a couple of weeks. I'm going to host, and you guys are going to play. We'll put together a nice little crew. And Rubes, if any of you guys want to play initials with us, this is kind of like a quid pro quo here. So we're going to have a Rube play the next initials game with us. What we're asking from you guys, we don't ask it a lot, but I love when we get reviews about our podcast on iTunes, specifically iTunes, because that one kind of has the most power out there in podcast land. So if you like us, just go out to iTunes, rate us 5 stars. We really appreciate it. And after you do that, just tweet at us. Just tweet at PowerTripBets and at PowerTripQuotes with the hashtag BetsAndQuotes. Use that BetsAndQuotes hashtag. And just say, hey, I rated you guys 5 stars and I want to play initials. And we'll pick one person that that did that. And if it goes well and the Rube shows well, then maybe we'll do this for multiple future initial shows, because we haven't done initials in a long time. So we're due. So, yeah, if you want to play, rate us 5 stars, tweet at us, hashtag bets and quotes. And we'll look forward to having one of you guys on the show to play initials with us. So that will do it for all the introductory crap. Let's get on to the fun stuff, the bets.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though. Where's Power Trip Bets when you need him?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. The college football national championship was crowned last night. And Dave, I think we made some money on that game.
Go Tigers.
Yeah. So
that was great.
That worked out really well. I was wavering just a little bit at the last second, and one of the things that put me over the top was none other than the Fargo Flash himself, Justin Kanzemius. He bet Ben Lieber $50 that LSU would win, and he gave Lieber 10 points. Now, the line at the time was about 5, and Kanzemius was so confident that he gave Lieber 10 points, and Kanzemius told me he felt that LSU was going to win by 20. Well, it wasn't quite 20, but it was close enough. And, so LSU easily covered. Kanzemius won $50 from Lieber, and that, for the year, Kanzemius ended up down $25 to Lieber. So they just about split it this year, but that was a nice little $50 win there to close out the year for him. And on the other side of that, Hockey had Clemson, because Hockey had the field of the college football playoff, versus Meat Sauce and LSU. And, of course, that was just a straight-up bet, and LSU won easily. So Saucy won $100 from Hawk. And your bets leader, halfway through the month of January, so this is, like, ultra early, but your bets leader is none other than Paul Meat Sauce Lambert at $150. So
lucky.
Yeah, good job, Saucy. And yeah, they're way behind their $50,000 pace, but hopefully we'll get going here. I tweeted out tonight that the Masters is 85 days away, so let's go. The other bet I wanted to talk about was something they brought up this week as well, with the dismal performance of the Wolves lately, and that's the fact that Meat Sauce has the Wolves under 35 wins for the season, versus Tommy and Hockey, who have over 35 wins. That one's definitely going Meat Sauce's way right now, and I don't see any reason that that's going to change, because the Wolves don't appear to want Carl Anthony Towns back anytime soon, and they just don't seem to really care. So I think Saucy's going to win that one too. So a couple good bets going Sauce's way early in 2020. So and I also, Dave, have the Wolves under. I got 35.5, and I'm just counting down the time. The question every year, because I bet the Wolves under just about every single year, and the question is always, am I going to be able to cash this ticket before the Vegas power trip?
And what was the verdict last year? Did you cash
it? I did. Yeah, it was like 2 weeks before the trip because they just completely went way under. Because last year it was like, I think I got it at 46.5 last year.
Yeah,
I
mean, it was
a stupid number. I'm like, because I was a little disappointed. I was hoping it would come out closer to 40 this year. So when it was 35.5, I was like, but yeah. And that's even with Golden State being awful this year. Because one of the things I was counting on was Golden State, you know, dominating in the West and everything. But even with them being awful, it doesn't matter. So hopefully I'll have a little extra money in my pocket for the old Vegas trip, which is what, like, man, 10 weeks away? Getting close.
Yeah, it's coming down on under 100 days now.
Indeed. So, all right, well, that will do it for the bets update. Let's get ready for some quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
All right, friends, it is time for the quotes of the week. And we will start with number 3. It's Mr. Crotchety Corey Cove.
Guys, that good looking, that talented, that nice, that I don't even want him to have a small penis. I want it to be deformed.
Oh, right? That's a weird thing.
I want something wrong with Brad Pitt's crotch.
Oh, yeah, Brad Pitt's is, you know, obviously been in the news a lot lately with the Oscars and Golden Globes and stuff. I love that from Corey.
He definitely put a lot of thought into Brad Pitt's crotch.
Yeah, shout out Rube Chat. All right, well, we will move to number 2, and we're going to be missing him for the next, 8 to 10 shows here. It's Mr. Christopher Allen Hockey.
Did your dad moonlights in Arizona as Penis Man?
He moonlights in Maple Grove as that.
Brilliant.
That's right.
Oh, the adventures of Penis Man.
I'm just picturing him wandering around Maple Grove, specifically near Wicklow Meadows.
Yeah, and he's got the John Creasel, the blue monster, just, you know, stapled to his forehead like a unicorn. Great visual there.
Yes, theater of the mind.
Well, we'll... yes. All right, well, we will stay with Chris Hockey here at number 1, the quote of the week.
Because I thought by the age of 49, I would be a lot less interested than I am in the masturbatory arts.
So I wonder if there are any colleges out there that give out degrees for at least a bachelor's degree in masturbatory arts.
Yeah, you definitely want to put the old MA on the resume. So and he had he had something else today too where he called it the arts related to sex. I don't remember what it was, but
yeah, it was something that caught the attention of the boys, but I forget what exactly it was.
Yeah, Hockey's very into the arts right now, so waxing very very poetic leading up to his surgery.
Yeah. Oh, great stuff from the guys. There are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, this week on Your Thoughts, we're going to do Rate That Impression. And we're going to go down memory lane with R. Jacques and R. Lou Nanny. But we're going to start with Rate That Impression. So this is a brand new segment that we're debuting tonight. And I think this is going to be one that might stick a little bit. You know, we do new things from time to time. And based on your guys' feedback, sometimes you like stuff, sometimes you don't like stuff. And, you know, we try and just evolve the show to give you guys what you want. And hopefully you like this one, because I think we've got a lot of material lined up for this. And so what we're going to do, we're going to start with Chris tonight. But these are going to be, we're going to do 4 different ones. These are impressions that Chris has done, you know, over the recent past. And we're going to play you the original clip of the actual person talking. So you kind of get, you know, your frame of reference in case you're not familiar. And then we're going to play you Chris's impression of that person. And then Dave and I are going to give you some ratings based upon Chris's impression. So feel free to play along at home, give your ratings, and see how they line up with ours.
It's time now to
Rate that impression
on the Bets and Quotes podcast.
First up, we've got Jim Rome.
Word came late last night that that third meeting never actually happened, which is brutal. You get us all hyped up about a third meeting, and then you rip the rug on us.
I took the Blue Chew Chewables. I got an erection. It was awesome.
You're doing a Pharrell impression?
I think he's doing a Jim Rome, actually.
I'm doing Jim Rome.
Yeah, yeah. It was awesome. So I walked around the neighborhood, bike shorts on, showed everybody my dong. Thank you, Blue Chew Chewables. Next time I'll use it for sex. Peace out, bitches.
You guys say, racket.
Right, racket.
That is the worst
racket.
Jim Rome impression.
I thought it was pretty much.
I knew what it was right away.
Right?
Yeah, I have another email.
Okay. So that was hockey doing Jim Rome. Dave, your initial thoughts.
Yeah, he's just a clone. No. Jim Rome is probably one of the more impressionable, you know, voices out there. It was actually fun fact. Nobody cares, but he was actually probably the first radio personality that I started to listen to on a regular basis, albeit that was for 3 months. But I thought it was pretty good. I'll probably, you know, are we going to rate this right now?
Yeah, I think we'll go ahead and rate it now. And I think, you know, rather than giving just like stars or, you know, we can't give golden dongs because that's our awards. How about we give out Blue Chew Chewables? So the more excited we are about the impression, we'll give out a Blue Chew Chewable, and we'll go, how about 0 to 5 Blue Chew Chewables?
All right. Well, then I am going to go 2.7 Blue Chews.
All right. Yeah, I also thought it was pretty good. I thought, you know, the voice was actually pretty good. The tempo was really good, you know, kind of those quick stops that he does. You know, I'll deduct a couple of points because clearly Corey didn't even know who it was when he started out, but other people did. So, yeah, not his worst one ever. I'm not too far off from that. I'm going to go, let's give him pi, 3.14 Blue Chew Chewables out of 5. So, yeah, so we're kind of in the same neighborhood there. So not his worst one ever.
Mildly aroused.
Mildly aroused, yes, indeed. So, all right, well, impression number 2 is Shaggy.
Mr. Lover Lover. I'm Mr. Lover Lover. She called me Mr. Bombastic. Send me fantastic. Put me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Roo.
Play something here.
Dude, it would be great for him to do the Power Trip Morning Show voice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You're listening to the Power Trip Morning Show.
Wait, hold on. Do your Shaggy impression doing a liner of this show.
Now another stupid story from my Mr. Meatson. They're gonna tell you something that he did yesterday. Gonna do something stupid and waste our time.
Thanks, Russian guy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gorbachev. His voice is way too low. I can't do low stuff.
That one kills me. Oh, yeah. He kind of sort of evolved into Vladimir Putin there about halfway through the impression. Like a lot of hockey impressions do, although almost every one of his that evolve, they evolve into some Irish guy halfway through. This one, he took a Russian turn there somehow.
Yeah, I think that's the classic Chris Hockey impression where it just goes a little bit too long and then it slowly, like Grandma Cooter slowly turns into Ricky Rubio, or Ricky Rubio slowly turns into, Conor McGregor or something like that. So I like that we got that in there. And probably not his best impression.
No, not definitely lower than the Jim Rome impression. I'm going to go, you know, the lyrics were good. I like the lyrics that he came up with, but outside of that, I can't give him a whole lot of credit. We're going to go 1.75 Blue Chew Chewables for me.
Ooh, okay. And I'm going to go with 1.69.
Nice.
1.69 Blue Chews.
All right, so very, very mildly aroused. Not even moderately aroused, just very mildly aroused.
Yes.
All right. Well, impression number 3. I told you before when we were doing the show prep for this that it even pains me to hear this guy's, the actual guy's voice, and the guys on the show don't do a real good job of hiding the fact that this guy's a total prick. But we have to listen to it because he did the impression. Number 34 from your Minnesota Vikings is probably still running around the field celebrating an interception he had 7 games ago. Andrew freaking Sendejo.
I like to pride myself on being a physical player. Work hard, play hard. You know, that's kind of what I've been about since I've been in this league. I had to grind my way through special teams, being a special teams demon my first couple years until being a starter. And, you know, that's just kind of who I am.
He was standing on the sidelines until Harrison Smith got hurt.
I don't think that's true. I think he was still doing a victory lap. I think even in the third or fourth quarter, I think he was still running around the stadium showing people that he picked off that ball.
I'd like to talk to Anderson Hockey.
No, Paul, do you not understand radio? We're still in the middle of his answer. This is just a very long pause
because
he's tired of talking to us.
Sorry.
So watch. In a couple of seconds, you're going to finish his answer. Got to let it breathe.
But that's my head.
See, told you.
I like to run around the field and flex my arms.
Oh. What are you doing for the bye week?
Whatever I want to do.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I asked.
So, there you have Hawk Sendejo. So, Dave, you get to go first on this one. How many Blue Chew chewables are you going to give that impression?
Well, I think of the three so far, I think this is by far his best, just because he really nailed the arrogance and the pauses. So I'm going to actually go with 3.77 Blue Chews.
And once again, you and I are on the same page with this because I would much rather listen to the impression of Andrew Sendejo than Andrew Sendejo himself. And yeah, I think Hockey pretty much nailed it. I think he was kind of whispering it a little bit. He could have been a little stronger voice with it because Sendejo just thinks he's a badass man. But I liked it. I loved Hockey's impression. I would give Sendejo himself 0 Blue Chew Chewables, but Hawk, I'm going to give Hawk a good solid 4 Blue Chew Chewables for that impression.
Nice.
All right. Well, we're up to the last one. Rate that impression. And this is Ka.
Was there a snake that went, see it later?
My God. Whether it's the Disney version or the live-action version.
What was that?
That was the snake.
Ka.
Yeah, Ka.
Oh, see you later?
Yeah. You know what his poop is called? Ka-ka.
Can we hear your snake impression again?
Story derails.
Oh. Okay. There's two ways to rate this one. There's rating the impression itself, and then there's how much did it make me laugh. If we're going for the laughter, I'm giving this one a good 4 to 4.5 Blue Chew Chewables. If we're going on the impression alone, I don't even think we get to 1 Blue Chewable. I'm going to go 0.99 Blue Chewables on the impression. But I guess, hey, this is the only one that's not a person. This is a snake, so I will give a little benefit of the doubt. But yeah, 0.99 for me.
Yeah, so, you know, this was obviously, for me, yeah, it was the funniest one that he did of the easily. Four. And he kind of even had a little bit of rattle in his voice when he did it. So I'm going to give a full extra point there. No real deductions here. And I love the commitment to it. I'm going to go, I'm going to go 3.5 blue shoes.
All right. Well, that's the one you and I differed on the most. So kind of depends how you look at that one, I guess. So yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed that. We'll plan to make this kind of a recurring segment on there because seems like hockey does almost an impression per show these days. And I don't know, maybe we need to get, since it's still basketball season, maybe we need to pull some Ricky Rubio audio at some point. So
yeah, I know. So yeah, inside the bit here, I've been trying to, for months now, I've been tracking every impression that gets brought up on the show. And starting to listen back to some old podcasts. And yeah, we're going to try to do this with just more than Chris. You know, Corey actually has some outstanding impressions himself. But yeah, Chris has got like 30, you know, at least 30 out there that of different people that he does impressions of. And yeah, I hope you guys liked it and we'll keep doing some more.
Absolutely, yeah. We definitely gotta do Corey because we gotta get the Kermit the Frog one in there because that, like, I think Corey's gonna get an automatic 5 for Kermit the Frog from me. So.
Oh yeah, and Shakira, Brian Johnson, yeah. Tons. Oh yeah.
Well, to transition a little bit and kind of staying on the theme, a little behind the scenes in case you weren't aware, we've talked about this on the show before, but Corey has done the voice of Arjok. So if you hear Arjok on the show, it's not actually Jacques Lemaire who used to coach the Wild. It's really Corey. But, you know, I'm assuming since you guys are pretty dedicated listeners, you maybe picked up on that. But about 13 years ago, they did a segment where Corey called in as Arjok. And a guy by the name of Bruce Cusick, who's now the voice of the Las Vegas Golden Knights hockey team, called in and did the voice of Lou Nanny. And I will tell you that when you listen to this, it isn't like as good as Corey is at doing Jacques. Bruce is unbelievable at doing Lou Nanny. If you've ever if you've never heard Lou Nanny talk before, pause the podcast, go find like a 1 minute YouTube clip of Lou Nanny and just play it. Just listen to Lou Nanny's voice, then come back to this and it's unbelievable and it's really hilarious. So we hope you enjoy it. So we're going to go down memory lane with Arjok and Lou Nanny.
Down memory lane we go.
But the point is finally Miko's coming back.
Be on his way back, and maybe, just maybe, we can get a hold of the necessary people that would be able to comment.
You know, I think we have at least one of them on hold already. I believe we'll have the second in a second. But if you want to go ahead and punch him up, we have
absolutely
on one line there. We have our Lou Nanny.
Oh, Coach Nanny, how are you?
Yes, hey, how's it going, Super Sud? How are you? It's great to be on this early in the morning.
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, it's great to have you on, Coach. It's always good to be able to talk to you. How are the eyes coming along? I know you had laser corrective surgery.
Well, it's worked out quite well. You know, I had that surgery done, and as long as I wear glasses and reading glasses when I read, it works out pretty well.
It defeats the purpose a little bit, I guess, having to still have the glasses, but whatever the case.
Well, you know, Mike, as long as I can say that I did it, you know, that's the important thing.
Oh my God, that, like, spot on. Like, that, it's unbelievable how good that is.
I literally, so behind the bit or whatever, how we kind of found this was we were driving down to KC to visit you, Chuck, me and Smitty himself, and we found this, and I literally thought, like, I had to listen to it again, and we listened to it like 4 times because it's just hilarious, but we actually thought that was Lou Nanny. Like, it is spot on.
It's unbelievable. And I mean, the timing of it, the voice, it's fantastic. And
like, even the background, like, that's, like, how Lou Nanny would talk. Like, obviously, Bruce knows, he really knows Lou Nanny very well, too.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And, it's brilliant. And so Lou is going to get introduced here in the next clip because we kind of broke this up into 6 different segments here. So in the this next clip, Lou is going to get introduced to Arjok.
I believe we also have our coach, Jacques Lemaire.
Jacques joins us now. Jacques Lemaire, how are you, sir?
Guys, I'm doing good, and thanks for having me on the show.
Coach, Mikko Koivu, expected to return sometime soon. Can you tell us exactly when?
It should be soon. He's going to come out and play hockey pretty hard, I bet, and I think he'll probably fit right in with the guys. We'll throw him out there with guys like Burns and Numi and Booch and Gabarek, and hopefully they come out in the first period and they play good hockey.
Coach Lemaire, you had some things to say earlier this week in the paper regarding Marian Gabarek and his intensity level, and talk to us about your all-star player. Where's he at focus-wise?
Well, we like our guys to play hard in the first period, and then we like them to play hard in the second period, and then when the third period comes out, the guys are supposed to skate hard, and we don't think that guys like Gaborik are skating hard, and you look around and other guys are, you know, guys like Burns and Numi and Butch and Dimitra and Voros and Burns. Those guys come out and they cycle the puck through the zone. There's no doubt.
It's interesting to me. You can definitely hear that his Jacques impression is a little bit different today than it was back then. I think back then it sounds like just a little bit higher pitch, and now it's more like, guys, we got to skate on the ice. It, you know, it's a little bit lower. I don't know if Corey's voice has changed a little bit or what, but you can definitely kind of hear the difference a little.
Well, I mean, Jacques was 13 years younger 13 years ago, so technically probably his voice was maybe a little higher. But, yeah, I mean, obviously Corey gets off to a great start with his normal stick, dropping all the B names. And God damn it, it's so funny.
Oh, it's the best. So, let's let Lou and Jacques talk to each other a little bit.
Superstar, I believe our Lou Nanny has some questions himself.
Oh, go ahead. Coach Nanny, you have a question for Jacques Lemaire.
Jacques, it's great to be on the air with you here.
You too there, Lou.
I just want you to know that you're doing a great job with all the kids down there. I just had one question. How is Gabrick's groin coming along?
There's still some pain there in Gabrick's groin. It burns, but he's playing hard for the first period, but he's got to skate hard through all three of the periods.
Yeah, and Coach Lemaire, I wanted to ask you, is there anything that Dimitra can do to help Gabby's groin? I mean, they're good friends. I mean, do they know each other well enough to be able to give each other advice, medically speaking?
So there is no doubt. They've been good friends for a long time, growing up playing hockey. They're best friends, and there is no doubt.
I love, at the very beginning of that one, when Jacques says, you there too, Lou. Like, even that cracks me up.
It's like these big personalities are, our personalities are just meeting each other. And, God, it's just gold right away. I do love how Corey says Gaborik.
You
know, instead of Gabarek, Gaborik. That was pretty classic. And then asking about how's Gabby's groin.
Oh, of course.
Like, obviously, there must have been a little script, either that or Corey was doing a pretty good job stone-facing it there to not giggle right away. Because for him to ask how's Gabby's groin, man, that's great.
Oh, it's the best.
You know, it's a great, as you may well know, I'm a world traveler here. I've recently been to Africa and India and Europe and Dubai, and of course now I'm in Pine City, headed back. Looking forward to a great game at Joe Louis Arena tonight. It's a very historic hockey sheet of ice there, but I know the main reason that the rink is used is for Sesame Street on Ice, and then second, of course, they use it for an occasional Red Wings game. But say, Jacques, I just you've been working hard to get these kids to be more tenacious in the corners. How's that coming along in practice?
Well, there's no doubt we need the guys to forecheck and backcheck, and they need to cycle the puck through the zone, and they don't want to let the guys get behind them and then have the puck go at Nicholas Backstrom, so they need to work hard. There's no doubt.
Yeah, there is. There's really no doubt, and I just
there is no doubt.
I wish I could, of course, hear you say that more. But
that's the line of the interview, because that's about the fourth time he said there is no doubt. And he's like, yeah, I'd like to hear you say that more.
Yeah, so at that point, it's almost like, between Corey and Bruce, it's almost like who can get the other one to break first. It's kind of like the, how they do it on SNL. They try to, get each other to break and everything. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely brilliant. And I love the kind of beginning of that one, too, where, because obviously, Barrera does the whole where in the world is Lou Nanny thing, and Lou's always talking about traveling and everything like that. I love he drops the Pine City in there.
And now I'm in, Doobie, and now I'm in Pine City.
Got to make sure you get Pine City in there as well. So, just brilliant.
Of course, it's a great place to play. I know they keep the ice below 32 degrees most of the time, but, going back, I was just wondering, Jacques, who's your favorite Sesame Street character?
Oh, God, there's so many to choose from, there is no doubt. But, I haven't seen the show in a long time. With my schedule, it's hard to watch the television, there is no doubt. But some of these guys on the team I know have kids, and they watch the show. Guys like Burns and Noomi and Booch, they TiVo the show or whatever the recorder caller thing is, and they tell other guys like Voros and Demetra and Gabrick and Rowley and Burns, they say it's very good for the kid, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I just had a question, Jacques. Say, is there any doubt?
now that I think is the line of the whole deal. I just had a question, Jacques. Is there any doubt?
Is there any doubt? And of course, if we know Jacques, and I think we do, there will definitely be no doubt.
There's no doubt. Oh, I Chuck, I think I'm going to get those shirts made for us for Vegas. Just there's no doubt.
I would love if any of you guys ever come across the real Jacques Lemaire saying there's no doubt, I would love to have a copy of that and put it like side by side with Corey saying there is no doubt.
For rate that impression.
Yeah, hey, perfect.
There is no doubt. It's just the doubt is what there is the doubt about.
Well, I think that clears everything up quite nicely for us, Coach. Thank you so much for your time and for your expert comments. There's no doubt. It's one of the great things when we can match the two of you, Coach Lou Nanny and Jacques Lemaire, at the same time. Thank you both.
Thanks, Super Spud, or whatever the hell your name is great being on the air this morning with you.
Yeah, I had a good time as well being on the air. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and thank the guys for me back with the Wild too, Coach. And it's always fantastic when they join us as well. My goodness,
historic moment.
Yeah, it was. It's not very often that we can have Jacques on with us with his schedule, and of course, world traveler Lou Nanny. Not to mention when they're both on together, it's no doubt a great combination.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, what at all whatsoever. So,
it's the best. That's definitely one of the better interactions. And God, it's been a while since Corey's done our Jacques.
It has, and I think it kind of opens up after football season's over. So I'm hoping that the Wild are either in the news enough as far as making some deals at the deadline here, or if they get into the playoff chase, where they start calling our jock.
Yeah, that'd be good. So love to hear Jacques. So yeah, go wild, trade a whole bunch of people, and we'll get some our Jacques reaction to it. So all right, well, speaking of football season, there's three games left. We got the championship games, and then of course the Super Bowl, and we're gonna give you our thoughts. Now, wild card weekend was really good to me. Divisional weekend, not so much. So I'm hoping to turn around this week. Got two games, both pretty big games. Of course, for me locally, being in Kansas City, yeah, I can't go anywhere without somebody trying to talk about the Chiefs. But especially after their crazy win on Sunday when they came back. The line right now is Kansas City -7.5. The over-under is 52. Dave, what are your thoughts?
Okay, well, last week was a pretty bad week for me. The one and only real good side that I hit was the Kansas City covering the 9.5. It somehow worked out after being down 24-0. I'm kind of going a fading myself route here. I think it's about time for Tennessee to start cracking. They are very good against the spread on the road at 7-3-0 on the year. Kansas City is 5-3-1 against the spread at home. So I'm thinking that Kansas City is going to win and Tennessee is finally going to crumble. So that's why I'm fading myself and going Tennessee +7.5.
All right, well, I'm also taking Tennessee +7.5 because I've been a believer in Tennessee from day one. I bet them.
You are a Tennessee truther.
I am. I took them on the money line against the Patriots. I've been with them day one. And our little playoff pool that we have with Drunk John Creasel and Smitty Oom, I'm the only person that picked Tennessee in that as well. And that's the only thing that's keeping me alive right now against Drunk John Creasel, because you guys are both out.
Oh, good
you
for
and
you.
Smitty. So Tennessee has, you know, I've kind of kept the faith, and, you know, people forget. I mean, I get that it was Mahomes' first game back from the knee injury, but Tennessee beat Kansas City. You can go look that up, and, you know, you're not going to stop Derrick Henry. It's a question of,
right,
you know, can Tennessee keep running the ball and keep executing the offense, you know, or is Kansas City going to get out in front? But, you know, we remember this from 2 years ago after the Minneapolis Miracle. You get an emotional win like that, and then you're getting the sixth seed coming in when you were expecting to go on the road to Baltimore. And, you know, I think there's going to be a little bit of a euphoria hangover for Kansas City, and I really think Tennessee is going to smack them in the mouth. Now, I don't know if Tennessee is going to win, and I definitely would not take the money line on this one, but I'm definitely taking the 7.5 points and letting Derrick Henry run a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, just think about the completely opposite teams and offenses in Houston and Tennessee, but if Tennessee ever got up by 24 points in this game, it would be well over for the Chiefs. I don't think they'd be able to make a comeback. Nobody wants to tackle, you know, Derek Tractor Cito Henry right now. Now I like Tennessee. So Tennessee +7.5. Do you have any thoughts on the total? It's at 52 right now. I'm leaning under, just because I think it's going to be kind of a possessional game. If the flow is that Tennessee is either in the game or within a possession, either way, I think that it's going to be a lot of running and just kind of bogging it down. And so I guess I am taking the under 52. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm definitely, if I took anything, it would be the over. I'm probably just staying away from it. These two teams combined for 67 points the first time they met, and that was with a still recovering Patrick Mahomes. So there's no way I would touch the under in this game.
Well, the only thing, too, is like, what does Tannehill have, like 165 total passing yards in the first two playoff games? So it's like, I don't know.
He hasn't needed to pass, though. That's the thing. I mean, like, they're gonna run first. If they need to throw, he's fully capable of throwing, as he showed over the last, you know, the month of December. Yeah. So Yeah.
Well,
if they,
I will take the under.
All right. Well, for the record, I'm not taking either one, but if I had to, I'd take the over. Our second game is going to be the Green Bay Packers traveling to San Francisco to take on the vaunted San Francisco 49ers. The Niners are also 7.5-point favorites in this game, but this total is a much lower 45. My initial thoughts on this game are I hesitate to put too much stock into what happened the first time San Francisco and Green Bay met, because Devontae Adams wasn't there, and he is definitely a, you know, top two or three wide receiver in the NFL. So, you know, I have to give Green Bay some benefit of the doubt on that. On the flip side, I can't overlook, I mean, they got destroyed. I mean, Rodgers was, he had very little time. When he did have time, he was making poor decisions. And the Niners just ran all over them and could do whatever they wanted to on offense. So, you know, I don't know. I definitely, you know, I definitely think that the Niners are going to win this game. And I definitely, you know, I'm definitely going to bet on the Niners, give up the 7.5 points, see where it falls. You know, Adams might make that much of a difference where I don't get the cover on this one. But definitely thinking that's the way to go, is to lay the 7.5 points. And I am definitely on the over in this one. 45 is a pretty low number, and I realize a lot of the playoff games have gone under, but to get under in this one, I mean, you're talking about like a 24-20 kind of score. And I definitely think the team that wins this game is getting to at least 30 points. So I am taking, I'm laying the 7.5 points, and I'm going over 45.
Yeah, I really like that total, that over. I think I, you know, if we are still keeping track of locks, that will be my playoff lock, is the over 45 points. And even if that San Francisco defensive line is really getting after Rodgers and everything, they're still going to find a way to score points, even if they're just shoving it down Adams' throat. I really like that over. I'm going to do the whole fade myself here thing, too. I really think that 7.5 points is too many to give Green Bay. And, you know, my normal brain would say to take the Packers plus 7.5. So that's exactly why I'm taking San Francisco minus 7.5.
So the George Costanza theory applies to the playoffs, apparently. All right, we'll do the opposite, George. All right, well, we've got a couple quotes notes for you as well. Dave, what do you got?
All right, just very, very quick. Bought my first pair of Yeezys. I'm turning into meat sauce. Very cool. Also, Hockey's Sounders from being at Dayton's Dangerous Rock and Roll. Those flashbacks were awesome. Glad that that audio hadn't been destroyed. And also, the Seltzer game that we talked to, that we've been, you know, tracking with Zach Daniels' allegiance, it only gets thicker here as Bud Light comes out with their new Seltzer, and you know, Hockey is sponsored by Anheuser-Busch, so he might be off Truly and White Claw, and more reports to come next week.
If I had the No One Cares Sounder, I would play it right now.
Am I the only person who cares about this Seltzer game right now?
I think so. So,
all right. Well, I'll stay on top of it.
We should have Power Trip Button Bar on this week just to play No One Cares. All right. Well, that will do it for this week's show. Dave, where are you at?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Power Trip Quotes.
And I'm, of course, at Power Trip Bets. Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes and tell us that you did and the chance to play initials. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.